Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Hello. You can find me at Tarot 360 Astrology on Instagram if you wish to know anything more. I am going to talk about the Sun in its rulership or domicile, which would be Leo. When we speak about the Sun in its domicile of Leo, we are not speaking in metaphor. We are speaking about pure, undiluted identity in its most sovereign form. The Sun is the center of the visible cosmos. It is the source of light and heat and life itself. Every other planet is defined in relationship to it. So when the ancients assigned the Sun rulership over Leo, they were not making a symbolic gesture. They were recognizing a natural correspondence between celestial reality and terrestrial experience. Leo occurs at the height of summer, when the Sun's power is most stable and most consistent and most undeniable. This is not the volatile heat of spring's ignition. It is sustained radiance. That distinction matters. Leo is fixed fire, meaning it holds and maintains energy rather than initiating or dispersing it. So when the Sun is in Leo, it is not trying to become, because it already is. In its domicile, the Sun expresses coherence of self. There is no fragmentation and no internal contradiction. This is a person who knows who they are, not because they've questioned it endlessly, but because their identity is internally unified. And here's what experienced astrologers recognize. The Sun in Leo does not seek validation in obvious ways. It doesn't beg for attention. It assumes centrality. There's a quiet, almost gravitational pull to it. Others orient around it, often without realizing why. This placement also reflects the Sun role as a life giver. Leo is associated with creation, not just biological, but creative expression in all forms, such as art and performance and leadership and storytelling, or anything that brings something into existence from the self. But what makes this truly dignified is consistency. The Sun in Leo doesn't flicker. It doesn't collapse under pressure. Even in difficulty, it maintains a sense of inner authorship, as if life is something it is actively shaping, not reacting to. And at its highest level, this placement reflects something ancient astrologers deeply respect, which is the nobility of spirit. Not arrogance, but true nobility. The kind that carries responsibility and that understands visibility comes with accountability. Because the Sun is in its domicile, it doesn't just shine, but rather it illuminates everything around it, whether it intends to or not. As always, remember to stand in your own truth.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.